Module 5B. Listening. Exercise 2. You will hear a journalist called Nina Cook talking about the impact that technology has had on her family. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Like all mothers who have full-time jobs, of course I value dishwashers, washing machines and so on. But to be honest, people of my generation pretty much take household appliances for granted now, so much so that it's a catastrophe when one of them breaks down. Online shopping is relatively new, though, and I've really appreciated being able to do my food shopping online above all, because that's something I really can't stand doing. Actually, I'm beginning to do more and more shopping online. Books, music, household stuff, even clothes, although I still prefer to try stuff on first, particularly shoes. There's no way I'd consider ever buying those online. I have a laptop and a smartphone, so I can have a quick look at the news headlines whenever I want, rather than wading through the newspaper. To be honest, if it weren't for the crossword, I wouldn't bother buying one at all, but I like doing it on the train on my way to work. I don't use all the facilities on my phone, really, although I do save time by catching up on emails while I'm commuting, and it's great for researching and booking holidays. For working people, online banking is also a huge help. I seem to have more money left in my account now I can organise my finances regularly and check that my bills are paid on time. As for my daughter Lizzie, like all kids, she is never without her mobile phone. She sends text messages to her friends the whole time, even when she's been with them all day. I just don't know what she finds to say to them. I'm totally fascinated by how fast and accurately she texts. The speed is amazing, even when she's doing it under the table at mealtimes. Young people all seem to be able to do this. And when she's not doing that, she's on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, on her tablet. My son isn't so bothered about the social media, but he's permanently plugged into his MP3 player, which means there is loud music belting out the whole time. It's not so much the effect on his hearing, although I do worry about that. It's crossing busy roads that makes me lose sleep because he just doesn't concentrate. Apparently, 16 to 21-year-olds are the most vulnerable to road accidents because of this. I enjoy my MP3 player too, mind you. I listen to podcasts when I'm walking the dog, and it's great to have all your music in one place instead of on all those CDs we used to have. What I particularly appreciate is being able to pick and choose and download just a few tracks from an album rather than having to buy the whole lot. It has also given me so much more space in the house. All our CDs used to pile up gathering dust. I'm thrilled to get rid of them. The kids use the computer at school and to do their homework. Thank goodness for spell check, so they can get on with it themselves. I used to spend ages checking their homework when they were younger. Mind you, there are things I worry about in the computer age. The obvious things, such as safety online, of course. But also, now the school asks them to do more and more research into their subjects, I sometimes wonder whether they just copy down what they read in essays without thinking it through for themselves. As for my husband, he's probably the one that resists technology the most, perhaps surprisingly. But he's become obsessed with YouTube recently. Now he's discovered he can watch all the 1980s rock bands that he's so keen on. You'd have thought he'd have lost interest now he's in his 50s, wouldn't you? In general, I'd say technology is great as long as it doesn't take over your lives. Though I do get frustrated with people who can't be parted from their phones or tablets.
Now you will hear part two again.
Like all mothers who have full-time jobs, of course I value dishwashers, washing machines and so on. But to be honest, people of my generation pretty much take household appliances for granted now, so much so that it's a catastrophe when one of them breaks down. Online shopping is relatively new, though, and I've really appreciated being able to do my food shopping online above all, because that's something I really can't stand doing. Actually, I'm beginning to do more and more shopping online. Books, music, household stuff, even clothes, although I still prefer to try stuff on first, particularly shoes. There's no way I'd consider ever buying those online. I have a laptop and a smartphone, so I can have a quick look at the news headlines whenever I want, rather than wading through the newspaper. To be honest, if it weren't for the crossword, I wouldn't bother buying one at all, but I like doing it on the train on my way to work. I don't use all the facilities on my phone, really, although I do save time by catching up on emails while I'm commuting, and it's great for researching and booking holidays. For working people, online banking is also a huge help. I seem to have more money left in my account now I can organise my finances regularly and check that my bills are paid on time. As for my daughter Lizzie, like all kids, she is never without her mobile phone. She sends text messages to her friends the whole time, even when she's been with them all day. I just don't know what she finds to say to them. I'm totally fascinated by how fast and accurately she texts. The speed is amazing, even when she's doing it under the table at mealtimes. Young people all seem to be able to do this. And when she's not doing that, she's on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, on her tablet. My son isn't so bothered about the social media, but he's permanently plugged into his MP3 player, which means there is loud music belting out the whole time. It's not so much the effect on his hearing, although I do worry about that. It's crossing busy roads that makes me lose sleep because he just doesn't concentrate. Apparently, 16 to 21-year-olds are the most vulnerable to road accidents because of this. I enjoy my MP3 player too, mind you. I listen to podcasts when I'm walking the dog, and it's great to have all your music in one place instead of on all those CDs we used to have. What I particularly appreciate is being able to pick and choose and download just a few tracks from an album rather than having to buy the whole lot. It has also given me so much more space in the house. All our CDs used to pile up gathering dust. I'm thrilled to get rid of them. The kids use the computer at school and to do their homework. Thank goodness for spell check, so they can get on with it themselves. I used to spend ages checking their homework when they were younger. Mind you, there are things I worry about in the computer age. The obvious things, such as safety online, of course. But also, now the school asks them to do more and more research into their subjects, I sometimes wonder whether they just copy down what they read in essays without thinking it through for themselves. As for my husband, he's probably the one that resists technology the most, perhaps surprisingly. But he's become obsessed with YouTube recently. Now he's discovered he can watch all the 1980s rock bands that he's so keen on. You'd have thought he'd have lost interest now he's in his 50s, wouldn't you? In general, I'd say technology is great as long as it doesn't take over your lives. Though I do get frustrated with people who can't be parted from their phones or tablets.